My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Right now, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, he's a former Brown, he's a current analyst. Ladies and gentlemen, John Greco joining us on the show this morning. John, how the hell are you?
Gentlemen, I'm doing great, and I promise you I will not hang up on either of you during this interview.
See, he always finds a way. I've never been bothered by him eating because it's never been noticeable until now. He's been sitting on that bomb this entire time, and he finally decided to pull the pin on it, John, and it exploded in this studio. And the thing about it, John, is that everything we do. So we used to complain about our marriages and kids, and Lyman would just sit there on his phone and texting his buddies, fuming that we were talking about stuff that he didn't care about. Now we're talking about our kids, and he's going through the marriage and kids thing, and then he's going to go through it. Izzy's going to start playing basketball, and he's going to go, and then they called a foul, and I got this other parent coming out of the stands. He's going to do it in 4 years. I'm telling you right now, John, it's going to happen. It's happening. It's going to happen.
Absolutely. I do the same thing. I talk about my kids' flag football game, first grade flag football game, and then, like, in the middle of the story, I'm in my head, I'm like, these guys don't care. Why am I even talking about this? They don't care. And then I just move on with life. But, yep, you're right. One day he'll be there.
The only thing I regret is how loud it is, and because I can't hear. I am basically deaf now, so I don't I'm Jacob Silge. I can't realize how loud I'm talking with everybody. John, it was a win on Sunday, and I'm going to get to that here in a moment. I got to ask you one question first. Is Deshaun Watson was pressured on 44% of his dropbacks against Jacksonville. Kind of a lot. How do we go about addressing? I don't think it can be fixed in 1 week. How do we go about addressing that, though?
No, you're right. It's not going to just, you know, snap its fingers and fix itself. But I think at some point, I would assume that our two starting tackles are going to be back in the lineup. So once they get back into, you know, full speed, play ready, NFL Sunday ready, I think that's going to naturally make protection a little bit better. But yeah, there's just, you know, Ken, we talk about it all the time. It just seems like one guy breaking down or, you know, one thing happening where a guy doesn't pass off a twist, you know, as clean as he should, and that has a chain reaction. And Deshaun Watson just, it doesn't seem to have the comfort or the confidence yet that, okay, you know, even though there's a little bit of pressure, let me just kind of step up in the pocket or evade one rusher and still, you know, stay in my progression. It seems like if there's flashes, which if you're being pressured on 44% of your snaps, I mean, I would probably be a little bit out of sorts in the pocket myself. But I think it's just kind of a chain reaction. If one guy misses a block, if they don't pass off a twist correctly, it's causing the whole front to kind of collapse. And I think you're seeing that. And then it's negatively affecting Deshaun. So they just have to dig deep. Whoever's in the lineup, you know, continue to focus on fundamentals, because that's what Bill Callahan was all about, and you saw that last year. Now, you know, I think that the sample size is still too small to see how much we actually miss him, because you're missing some starters. So once that full unit is back, we'll be able to kind of, you know, make an assessment on losing Bill Callahan. But that's gone. That's history. We have, you know, new guys in that meeting room. It's a different group. Same players, but I need to see it over a larger sample size. But they have to play better, and they will. I think they will. As guys come back and get healthy, you'll have that chemistry, and hopefully Deshaun has the confidence behind those guys.
John Greco with us right now on the hotline. So that first drive, the Browns came right down the scripted plays. It was magnificent. And I thought the offensive line started out, especially in the run game, I thought they were really impressive early on in this game. Now, I don't know if it was Jacksonville making the adjustments, but that was the only touchdown the Browns were able to put on the board the rest of the day, and a big reason why, the holding penalties. What did you see out of the offensive line as a whole outside of the numbers that we talked about at the beginning?
Yeah, you know, I caught the first drive on the radio, and I heard the guys saying how everyone on the sidelines had kind of a different look and feel and vibe. So I think that it was such an emphasis that, hey, we're going to establish the run, and we're going to be physical and try to impose our will on these guys, especially early. And you know, we're no stranger to this. Kevin Stefanski has managed to orchestrate openers so successfully that, you know, we've always had these conversations. It's like, my God, when these plays are scripted and we're on schedule and mixing run, play action, and pass, you know, we see what this offense can look like. And then at some point in the game, a little bit of adversity, and they kind of get derailed. So I was not surprised. I fully expected them to come out and try to establish the run game, since it wasn't you know, they couldn't really get to it in Dallas, against Dallas. But yeah, the penalties across the league seem to be really, I don't know the numbers compared to, you know, previous seasons at this point in this year, but it seems like there's a lot of laundry on the field. And that could be, you know, players are still trying to get, you know, get used to the speed. We could talk about how lack of playing in the preseason is bleeding into the regular season. But yeah, I thought the Browns' first drive was impressive, really the first half. You had some kind of mistakes, which are going to happen in the game, but you can't have like the procedural penalties where the tackles are lining up, you know, and not covering the center, which seems to be a major point of emphasis for the referees this season. But yeah, I thought they kind of were imposing their will and saying, hey, look, we're going to try to be the more physical team, that line, and kind of dominate and establish a new line of scrimmage each play. And I think Deshaun, you know, saw success in the first half of that because of that, with, you know, positive gains on first and second down, to have manageable short third downs. And they were converting those short and intermediate throws early on, and then, you know, kind of got away from them in the second half, and that's when it got interesting.
John Greco, former Browns guard, current analyst, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Do you believe, because there was some contention brought up by some fans, do you believe the Browns failed to plan for there being no Wills or Jack Conklin, and then having, you know, James Hudson there in their absence?
Ken, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to plan for, you know, not three, because you need a swing tackle that's ready to go in and be serviceable at a starter at really all four positions other than center. But it's hard when you have multiple guys out, and then your third guy is kind of a little bit banged up and is, you know, missing series or plays here and there. So you're talking about three, four, and five serviceable tackles. And I mean, if they're able to do that, you know, hats off to Andrew Berry and the scouting department for bringing in backups that are able to step in, three, four, and five deep, because that's a.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Deep bench. We always talk, you see kind of play deteriorate because obviously if they were good enough, they'd be starting somewhere else. So I think whenever you have reserve players in a role that are playing extended time due to starters kind of trying to come back from injury, and we don't know what that time frame is. I would have thought they would have been playing by now, but obviously either they're not ready or they're playing the conservative route because it's a longer season with the 17th game. I don't know, but you just have to do everything you can to get these guys ready. And we talk about all the time, extra chips, sliding guys way, but at some point you just have to buckle up and execute. You can't put crutches on everybody at all times where it's like, well, we can only slide left, we can only slide right because this guy needs extra help. You still have to be able to run the offense. And you're seeing it. You're seeing guys, get beat and give up pressure. So every guy just has to, look themselves in the mirror and just try that much harder and make their blocks. It's the end of the day. I hate to, be so simple about it, but that's what it is. They can't change the whole offense because of some backup guys. So hopefully, we get Wills and Conklin back soon, and they're up to speed and healthy, and we'll see what this O-line looks like.
Do you believe we've been too hard on James Hudson through the first 2 weeks, or hey, he's a veteran and what you see is what you get and he needs to be better?
No, I think if you asked him, and maybe guys have, and I haven't caught his post-game reactions or weekly interviews, but I'm sure he would admit that he has to play better. Look, if it was me and you were missing blocks, you can't hide it. I mean, everybody sees it. I think everybody has to play a little bit better up front, especially against Dallas. And, we had that conversation last week. But, progress. They won the game. Can the Browns' offensive line sustain that type of play all season and expect to make the playoffs? Probably not. So, yeah, there's going to be some games where, it's not pretty for them, but you find a way to sneak out a win. And there's going to be games where, you could say, well, hey, the O-line played their asses off and they played a winning football game and the Browns might come up short. So they have to do their job in that little room, in the dark, in the cold, where the mushrooms grow and the mold's on the walls in the O-line room and just dig deep. And whatever combination of the five is out there, they gotta buckle up and get ready to play, because Deshaun is now showing after this Jacksonville game, especially in the first half, if we give him a little bit of time, he's starting to come around a little bit. It was starting to look better. And the run game, they're trying to lean on that and establish that, because it's only going to make them more balanced and give them more success.
John Greco with us. I'm learning a lot about mushrooms in the O-line room while he's talking right now. Excellent stuff.
Not the type of mushrooms like, I knew about.
Exactly. There seems to be a little bit of a crisis right now through only 2 weeks in the NFL. They're calling it a dink-and-dunk league. The touchdown passes are way down, and the depth of target is way down around the league. Now, some are saying it's because of the too-high safety look. From what I'm seeing, John, and you're the expert, so you can correct me, it seems like every defense has at least one or two unblockable defensive linemen. Has that changed in any way since you've been playing football?
I'm with you on that. No, there was damn good defensive linemen when I played. I don't know if, and then this is going to be, I mean, I don't want to say high level, but this is like deep state down rabbit hole thinking. I think. Because you're seeing veterans get beat too, so this doesn't make sense to a lot of people. But I have a theory that college offensive linemen, the college offenses are so different, and when offensive linemen come to a pro style offense, they're kind of having to relearn the position, and they're pass blocking. I get it, they're pass blocking in college, but I think the offenses are so different, and when you're asking a guy to do, you know, hey, just vertical set against Micah Parsons, just vertical set against Nick Bosa, vertical set is that against, TJ Watt, if, 40 times a game, 50 times a game, you're bound to get beat. And these guys, it's scary how much better pass rushers are getting each year, where you have Myles Garrett, a guy like Myles Garrett and the other guys that I mentioned, they're nightmares. They're 6'4", 6'5", 290 pounds, and they can beat you with speed, spinning, power. It's not easy. So playing offensive line has never been easy, but it's only going to get more difficult as these athletes on the other side of the football get more and more dangerous and their skill sets get that much better. But, yeah, I don't think the two-high safety look has anything to do with it. Defenses have been playing two-high safeties for a long time. I know that, they're able to cover a little bit more with athletic linebackers, so you're able to keep another safety back and prevent a deep ball. But still, offensive linemen are faced with tough opponents. I mean, these guys are dangerous on the other side of the ball.
John Greco joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Did you see that Bryce Young was benched in Carolina?
I did see that.
Is there any interest in bringing Bryce Young in? Because I said, hey, the boy never had a chance down there. And they go, why don't we bring him in here? And I go, we don't need another quarterback. We don't need Bryce Young. I wish him well, but no.
Yeah, I hate to see that in a young guy's career like that, especially after only a second game. But, I mean, obviously something needs to change in Carolina. And I think that this is a move just to try to provide them a spark. And, Andy Dalton, a veteran, a guy that's led an offense, they're probably saying, let's see what the issue is. Is it just Bryce, or do we have other issues? They're going to take a look at having a veteran quarterback to see if he can provide a spark. Because, let's be honest, I mean, if you watch any of their highlights or either of their games, the offense was pretty dismal. As far as bringing Bryce Young here, I mean, we already have some quarterbacks on the team, and we're trying to get Deshaun Watson right.
Yeah.
And Jameis is doing a hell of a job on third down, doing the Browns tush-push. And I have a feeling at some point in the year, evil scientist Stefanski is going to, throw a bomb on fourth and one, and we're all either going to be going crazy or pulling our hair out. I think we have plenty of quarterbacks on the roster already.
Jerome Ford said that Jameis Winston calls plays in the huddle like he has a secret to tell, which is how could you tell when guys were coming in? I know we got to go here. Could you tell how guys were going to be, how they called plays in the huddle? Like, oh, yes. God, this guy, I don't know about this.
I laughed so hard when I saw that because I was envisioning myself in the huddle and seeing Jameis with his eyes wide open, like, did you guys hear? Here's the play. That's right. I was laughing so hard. What a comment. But there were certain guys that, they'd come in the huddle and it was like, hey, buddy, there's no secret. We're on the road. you know, speak up. I want to hear the play. I can't hear what you're saying. You're whispering. You know, let's get going. And then there were guys that, you know, you're at home and they're screaming, and the defensive line's like, hey, it's screen left, it's screen left. So there was frustration on both ends. Nobody's perfect, guys.
John, thank you very much for the time. All the best to you and yours, buddy.
Thank you.
John,
you have a good week.
John Greco on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.